This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called The Jerusalem of Volynia.
In the Ukrainian city of Berdychev, just days after hiding with her four children at the home of her Christian friends, Nikolai and Stanislava, and their 16-year-old daughter, Amelia, a Jewish mother named Leah Bakhmayev gave birth to her fifth child, Peter. Inside, the two Christian women assisted with the childbirth in their dark cellar. But outside, the Nazis were forcing the city's Jews into a ghetto, plundering their property, and killing thousands outright, including the rest of Leah's family. Hiding the large Jewish family was difficult for Nikolai and Stanislava, who had no jobs of their own and supported themselves by selling vegetables from their meager garden. So, Leah left her three older sons with them and took her two youngest children to live in hiding with other caring neighbors, a widow, Melania Goncharenko, and her son Nikolai. The war had left this Christian family with little to eat, but young Nikolai would not let them starve, traveling to nearby villages to barter his own family's possessions for food. The stress of the war and living in hiding left Leah unable to nurse her baby, so her rescuers also worked to find fresh milk for little Peter. Because of the devotion of these two Christian families, Leah and her five children survived the Holocaust, among the few Jews left from what had been the Jerusalem of Volynia. Their faithful Christian love was rewarded when the members of both families were recognized as righteous among the nations. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.